السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد معدن الجود والكرم وآله وبارك وسلم صلاة وسلاما عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, all praise be to Allah Almighty and infinite salutations and blessings upon the best of all creation, the most beautiful Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, upon his blessed parents, his blessed wives, his blessed children, his blessed family, and all of the blessed companions, ridwanullahi ta'ala anhum ajma'in. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, today will be the final talk on the Battle of Badr and the days following it. We have covered that the angels descended to aid the Muslims. How many descended? The ulama-i-kiram have presented varying numbers. Some ulama have stated 3,000 descended. Some have stated 3,000 descended after the first 1,000. Sayyiduna Rabi'a ibn Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, initially 1,000 angels came, then 3,000 followed by 5,000 angels. Sayyiduna Abu Qatada radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, on the day of Badr, 5,000 angels descended. Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, on the day of Badr, such a ferocious wind blew that I have never seen such a ferocious gust before. Then a similar second gust came, followed by a third. Upon this, the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, upon the first gust, Sayyiduna Jibreel alayhi salam came with 1,000 angels. Upon the second, Sayyiduna Mika'il alayhi salam came with 1,000 angels. And with the third gust, Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salam came with 1,000 angels. Sayyiduna Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma says, a man from the Banu Ghaffar tribe told me that on the day of Badr, me and my brother separated from the rest of the Mushrikeen Makkah and we climbed onto a high mountain. We sat there with the intention, whoever of the two armies flee in defeat, we will ambush them and take their belongings. He says, suddenly a huge cloud covered the mountaintop. We heard a thunderous voice of the hooves of galloping horses getting louder and louder. All of a sudden, through the fog and mist, we saw what we saw, we cannot put into words. My brother was flung in the air. He landed flat on top of me. He was completely cold. He was completely cold and almost lifeless. He says his body shuddered once. twice. And then he exploded and his limbs scattered everywhere. I somehow survived to tell this story. The ulama-i-kiram have written, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam and his army of angels, Sayyidina Mika'il alayhi salam with his army of angels, and Sayyidina Israfil alayhi salam with his army of angels were riding upon beautiful ablaq horses. They were wearing pure white clothing with pure white imamas. On the day of Hunain, the angels wore green imamas with the tails of the imamas hanging between their shoulders. Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma says, on the day of Badr, the angels wore pure white imamas, their faces covered by the beautiful flowing manes of the horses. The sounds of the hooves could be heard by the kuffar, but they were dead before they could even see what or who killed them. After the victory, when the news of the victory of Badr spread like wildfire throughout Makkah, Abu Lahab asked in surprise, how could this have happened? He was told that when we attacked the companions of the Prophet, we were overtaken by something. We couldn't move and we just stood there frozen, whilst our weapons, our shields and our armor were taken off our bodies automatically without anything being in our sight. Our hands would then be mysteriously tied up high against our shoulders. We just saw from the skies to the earth white, beautiful shadows on beautiful ablaq horses. Abu Rafi', the slave of Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, at this point interrupted and said, by Allah, I say they were angels. Upon hearing this interruption, Abu Lahab pounced upon the slave, punching him repeatedly and then lifting him high and slamming him down on the ground. Abu Rafi was an old and weak man. Abu Lahab then began to kick him and then sat on the slave's chest and began to strangle him. Sayyidatuna Umm al-Fadl radiallahu ta'ala anha, the wife of Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, hit Abu Lahab over the head with a heavy, sharp pointed staff and kicked him out of the house. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, 70 kuffar were killed in this battle and 70 were captured. From the Muslims, 14 were granted shahada, 6 from the Muhajireen and 8 from the Ansar. From the captured, Sayyidina Abbas, the uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Aqil ibn Abi Talib, the cousin of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam, and Sayyidina Nawfal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, another cousin of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam, accepted Islam. Some of the historians have written, Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu had already accepted Islam before Badr, but he had not declared it publicly. Some have written he accepted Islam on the day of Badr and was forced to travel with the kuffar into battle. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, it was decided that these prisoners could pay fidya and be released rather than be killed. It is said the fidya was set at 400 dirhams for Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Abbas said, I do not have this kind of money. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam for the second time said, O uncle, give fidya and you will be released. Sayyidina Abbas replied again, I do not have this kind of money. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, okay, we will let you go. When you get to Makkah, you can send the amount of fidya. Sayyidina Abbas said, I do not have this amount of money even in Makkah. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam paused. He smiled and said, oh uncle, where has that gold gone? which before you left Makkah, you and my aunt, Umm Fadl, both buried in the ground. After which you said to her, O Umm Fadl, if I return, then fine. If not, this gold is for you and my children Fadl and Abdullah. Sayyiduna Abbas radiallahu ta'ala and who said, By Allah, I testify there is none worthy of worship except Allah, and you are the messenger of Allah. As you are in Medina, and you are giving news of what no one knows except me and my wife about what we did in Makkah. Subhanallah. Aur koi ghaib kya, tumse niha ho bhala, jab na khuda hi chupa.
The cousin of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Nawfal ibn Haris radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was presented before the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He also was told, give fidya and gain your freedom. Sayyidina Nawfal radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, I have nothing in my name in wealth, so how can I pay?
The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, the 1,000 spears you have buried deep underground in Jeddah will suffice for your fidya.
Sayyidina Nawfal radiallahu ta'ala was left baffled as no one knew of this. Even he had forgotten it had been so long.
Sayyidina Nawfal immediately declared, I bear witness there is none worthy of worship except Allah, and you are the messenger of Allah.
Subhanallah. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, here we have people coming into Islam after witnessing the ilm-e ghaib of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And today, we have those who call themselves Muslims but completely reject that Allah Almighty has granted the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam the knowledge of the unseen. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, what do we learn from the Battle of Badr? Muslims should always remember that if we follow the Sahaba-i-Kiram in complete submission and obedience to the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, if we become pious, Allah-fearing and practicing fully on the Sharia in all matters, and we make sure that we gain the pleasure of Allah Almighty and His most beloved sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam with our words and our actions, then my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, the aid of Allah Almighty will definitely be with you against all, even if the opposition seem much larger in size than you. Allah Almighty grant us all the tawfiq to fight against our nafs, to fight against our desires. Allah Almighty, grant us the love of the Sahaba-i-Kiram. Grant us the love for Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah Almighty, forgive our sins and fulfill our needs through the wasila of the Shuhada-i Badr and the Ashab-i Badr and the beloved Prophet Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Kyun raza aaj gali suni hai? Uth mere dhoom machane wale, wama alayna illa al-balagul mubeen.